Just give a short Dhamma reflection. This is from Dhammapada 227. So the Buddha said, they blame those who are silent. They blame those who speak little. They blame those who speak much. So there is no one is not blamed in this world. It's true, isn't it? Sometimes no matter what you do, it's not right. sometimes it's always you put in a situation like, you know, when you try to explain, you know, they said you try to cover it up. If you keep quiet, you admit. So whatever you do is not right. This remind me of this, the monks, you know, someone went to the monastery and they saw a monk that because it was... He was on silent, so he didn't speak. So then the visitors get very upset. Why this monk, you know, why he didn't talk? You know, I tried to talk to him, he just quiet. I remember last time when I was in Thailand, a nun, she was on silent retreat and she walked out. And of course, some visitors didn't know, isn't it? Tried to talk to her, and then she she make like this, you know. And then the lady, I mean. When we say silent, doesn't mean that, you know, we just talk what is necessary. You can just tell the person, sorry, I can't talk to you. I'm on silent. But she make like... And then the person find that she's rude, you know, when doing that, you know. So, I find some people, they said they're on silent. They write all the notes, you know. They're on silent retreat, and then they pass all the notes, you know. Then you're not silent, isn't it? You've got so much talk. Actually, the inner chatter, lots of try. You pass notes, you know. Then I said, actually, you're not silent. You keep passing notes. And they said, I'm on silent. I cannot talk. So they were write little notes, you know, pass to each other. And then missing the point, isn't it? So sometimes when, we say we're on silent, we just speak what is necessary. You know, we are not going into chatter. But it's actually, they thought that I'm not talking. But actually, you're writing on the note, you're talking. The mind is talking, isn't it? Non-stop. So we used to, you know, to put in the situation that, you know, whatever you do is not right. We can't please everyone, isn't it? That's what we have to learn to let go and accept that, you know, we cannot please everyone, no matter what you do. So we can only do our best. What other people expect of us is just only their expectation. We can only do what we can. Isn't it? We do our best. That's why each time I keep reminding people, I keep telling people, I do my best. So I can't do better than best. That's all I can do. But you expect more than me, I can't. This is all I can. That's why it's important your attitude. To develop attitude, like whatever we do it wholeheartedly. Whatever results, you know, whether people like it or not, this is beyond our control, but at least we know for ourselves that I have done my best. I give it all I got. Whatever we do, we focus, you know, we give it all we got. Do it wholeheartedly. To develop that kind of attitude. So what is the result? It's beyond our control. Even the Buddhas have no 100% people like him, isn't it? Even with Buddha. So who are we, isn't it? Even Buddha also still people don't so have that. There is someone doesn't, so there are some people also don't like him, not 100% everybody like him, isn't it? So it's the same thing. So we can only, you know, we can only do our best. For example, I know like when I teach, you know, like giving retreats and things like that, I don't expect all 60 retreatants will like it, enjoy it. That you're bound to have some don't like it, you know what I mean? I can't really, you know, because of, you know, someone don't like it and I got upset, you know. So this because I understand that, and this is part of life. There is no one that's not being not blamed in this world, no matter what you do. So, but it's important that we know for ourselves that we have done our best. We do our best, whatever we do it wholeheartedly. So, because we cannot control the results, So we just accept whatever, you know, whatever results, you know, because things happen according to multiple causes and conditions. We do our part, and then we just let things happen by itself. It's okay. So as long as we know that I haven't done anything, at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, have I done anything that intentionally want to harm someone? Have I done anything that, you know, intentionally want to cause other people any difficulties? If we ask ourselves, no. But I do it 100%, do it wholeheartedly. After that, we just have to learn to let go, learn to let it be, you know, not to be, you know, bothered by how people look at us, you know. We cannot control how people think about us, how people look at us, you know, that we can't control. That's why we understand that, so it's okay. Whatever, you know, whatever we do, it's not going to please everyone, and then we will be always put in a situation that whether you say anything or you don't say anything, it's also not right. But of course, sometimes you know that, you know, that whatever you say is not going to help, so it's better keep quiet, isn't it? So you can think whatever you like. You think that I admit it's fine, because if I'm trying to explain, actually I sometimes find that I make it worse, you know, the more you try to explain and then you make it more complicated, you know, and then you try to, I find that you're really messing things up, you know. Sometimes I just can't be bothered. Think whatever you want to think, think whatever you like, you know. I just keep quiet because I just can't be bothered to explain. So it's important that always go back to our own inner integrity. Just to be honest to ourselves, so we know for ourselves that what we have done, and we know that we haven't done anything, you know, causes anyone hurts or harm intentionally. So we just have this non-remorse. That's why keeping precepts is really help to support us. You know, when keeping precepts, you have this non-remorse because you know that we restrain ourselves. We haven't done anything harming others, you know, harming ourselves. Then we have this non-remorse, and then we feel good about ourselves. And this is how we arouse the joy, you know, of non-remorse. So I offer this for Dharma reflection. May this teaching be beneficial to all of you. So now we're going to share the merits in English. Whoever that you like to send them your good wishes, you bring them to mind and wishing them well. By the time you have the intention to come here to offer dana, all your thoughts and energy had gone into the preparation of the food, thinking of what you're going to bring to offer and making the effort to come here on time. The offerings of food for today's meals, the offerings of other requisites for the monastery, commit yourself to live according to the Buddha's teaching by keeping the 5 precepts and also listen with respect to the Buddha's teaching. These are parts of the merits of today's dana. May you be very happy as we reflect the goodness of your life right this moment. First of all, I would like to invite you to share the merits that you have made. There is happiness in your heart with your parents, your teachers, and those that are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. We also remember our departed dear ones, relatives, and friends. May the remembrance of them and sharing of merits with them be a cause for happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth, where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching, where the material needs are easily met, where they have the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara. And may this sharing of merits with our departed dear ones also help them all to attain Nibbana. We also share the merits with devas and with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere be a cause for happiness and peace. May the devas ably protect the Buddha Sasana. May they look with loving kindness and compassion on all of us here and our loved ones near and far. May these offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere also help them all to attain Nibbana.